This Minnesota Sports Report is supported by the Minnesota DNR, reminding you to play it safe while burning this winter. Check local restrictions at mndnr.gov/restrictions.
This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The U.S. women's hockey team won a thriller in overtime. They took home the gold medal in Italy, beating Canada 2-1. Lake City native and former Gopher and current Frost star Taylor Heise assisted on the game winner, feeding a long pass to Megan Keller, who netted the winner. The U.S. trailed late in regulation and tied it with the goalie pulled. In addition to Heise, Grace Zumwinkel, Lee Steckline, Kelly Panik, and Rory Gilday are all native Minnesotans on the roster. Current Gopher Abby Murphy is also on the American team, as are Minnesota Frost players Kendall Coyne Schofield and Britta Kurl-Salemi. The U.S. men's team, meanwhile, will have a semifinal Olympic game tomorrow against Slovakia. The 23rd-ranked Gopher women's basketball team notched a monster win last night at Williams Arena, 74-61, taking down 10th-rated Ohio State. Minnesota's now won 9 straight and sits 21-6 overall. The Maroon and Gold has their final regular season home game of the year on Sunday, with number 16 Michigan State visiting Minneapolis. Gopher head coach Dawn Plitzer-White.
We'd love to get this place packed because we're honoring our 5 seniors on our team, and so it's going to be a very, very special game. And so we'd love to get this place packed with a ton of fans, because these young ladies are competing, they're battling, and they're playing a fun style of basketball.
Sunday's game will tip off at 5 at the Barn. The St. Thomas women are on the road tonight, taking on North Dakota State in Fargo at 7. The Twins take on the Gophers in an exhibition game tomorrow night in Fort Myers, and then officially open the Grapefruit League slate on Saturday against the Red Sox. Lefty reliever Taylor Rogers says it's great being back with his old team, but one big disappointment, that's the injury to Pablo Lopez.
Pablo and I were off to a great start. You know, we kind of sat down right away and talked about goals for the season and how we wanted things to look at the ball club, and tough break for him.
This is MNN Sports.